on 98 FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Evening all, Bell and Spurling, coming at ya. Johnny's had a tooth out. Going to be talking about a bit of online abuse that we received this week after doing the Farage show. How do you feel about that, John?
Oh, very, very good indeed.
Brilliant. Also going to be talking, she's not coming.
Who's that?
Megan.
Oh, what a shame.
No.
I am upset. Are you?
He's coming, but she's not.
He's coming. Do you reckon he's going to get... He'll get more abuse than we did.
I think so. Going to talk about the worst hospital experience you've had. John's had his tooth out today. I'm going to tell you about me and Grand Toenail.
You what?
Shut up. Went to see Elton John in the week, had front row seats, fantastic, I was singing along with him.
All wearing masks behind you though, wouldn't they?
They all wearing masks, everyone worked, yeah, exactly.
Incredible.
Yeah, not Elton.
No, no, no.
That would have been strange. Yeah. Sleepy Joe's been over. He's over. He's, I thought he's fallen asleep.
Where is he? Oh, he's asleep, isn't he?
He's gone asleep. Yeah. And West Ham are playing tonight. Come on, you Irons. All coming up on the Bell and Spurling show. How are you feeling, John? You all right? So you've been to the dentist?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to sort my headphones out. Yeah, I've been to the dentist, and it was horrendous.
Was it? Well, I thought you was going to have a fill-in.
Well, do you know what? Listen, I'll tell you what. I spoke to quite a few people. I spoke to about, let's say...
how many people? What? Are you so worried?
I spoke to about 9 or 10 people.
Yeah.
And 9 out of the 10 people said...
Yeah.
And I'll tell you in a minute. Nine out of the 10 people said, oh, it's nothing. Don't worry, you don't feel anything. Do you know the one person that told me that that's not true?
Yeah.
You.
No.
You last week.
And who was right?
You.
Yeah.
You were right. You were most definitely. You last week in the car going up to Bolton, I think it was.
No, we was going to Norwich.
Was that Norwich?
Norwich, yeah.
You told me too, and I suppose you'll tell them today, too horrific stories of the dentist.
Well, the reason why is...
They really were horrific. Well,
no, because the guy, he had to cut my tooth out. It snapped in half.
Yeah.
And he said, look, he said, I'll build that up. He said, I'll build that up, right? He put some stuff on top of it.
Yeah.
And he said, go on, run away.
Right.
You'll be fine with that, right? Go and eat a stick of rock. And literally within a year, I was back there and he said, no, you got food under that. He said, you got a stick of rock under that.
Did you?
Yeah, he said, it's going to have to come out. So he did, and he gave me about 5 injections.
So you got, hang on a second, you got an infection on the gum because you ate on the wound?
Well.
Kind of thing?
I'll be honest with you.
Go on.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm a singer. I don't know too much.
I gathered that. I didn't know that.
I don't know too much about dentistry. Although my daughter is going to go to university to be a dentist, fantastic. She can look after us.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But no, he said, look, it's got to come out. So The thing is, when you pull a tooth out, a normal size tooth, which is what you've had out today.
No, okay. I had a molar.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is...
That's a double tooth.
It's a full tooth, right?
Oh, it's full, all right.
You can get some good leverage on it, right?
Oh, don't, please.
No, you can't. You get, you know...
You had his knee in my chest.
That's
and
what I'm going to say. You get your knee into it. Oh, whereas mine was down to a stump in my gum. So he said, look... Yeah, so he said, I'm going to have to cut your gum open.
Oh, my good God.
So I said, okay. I mean, this is we're both standing in W.H. Smith's at the time.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird place to do it. Yeah.
So he cuts my gum open, and he still couldn't get it out. He was having he brought a friend in. His friend, he was an electrician.
Yeah, yeah. And no one could. No. It's like, have you seen Airplane?
Yeah.
When they're all queued up.
That's what it was like. a priest come in at one point.
Right, yeah.
And
anyway,
so he eventually got it out and I was in a terrible state.
Yeah.
But the next day, he rung me up. It's very rare for a dentist to ring you up.
Yes.
And I thought, who's this? Mm. So I rang up I'd had a bad night and he said, hello, he said, it's me. Forget his name.
Yeah.
What's his name?
What's his name?
I can't remember it.
What, the dentist's name?
Yeah, I don't think he was an actual dentist.
No.
But he said, it's me, Dave. And he said, how are you feeling? So I said, I'm all right. He said, I was a bit worried about you.
Yeah.
Now, if he was worried,
yes,
you know there's trouble, didn't you?
Oh, my goodness me, yeah.
And he said, that was pretty horrific.
The dentist said that to me yesterday when he had a look at... Oh, I thought I was going to go in, right?
Yeah.
And I thought he was going to say... Oh, okay, Rob, we'll do a nice little filling there, Mr. Sperling.
Because I told you it was a filling.
Yeah, you said it was a filling.
But there again, I'm a singer, so I don't really know, you know.
So I've gone in there, and he's just took one look at the tooth and went, oh, dear. That's got to come out.
Yeah.
And then...
Your head's got to come
he
off.
He proceeded to say, He looked at the rest of my teeth and went, that one over there hasn't got long.
Really?
Honestly.
Which is
the other molar, the right hand molar.
Yeah.
So I was going to the dentist this morning.
Yeah.
And I was driving there and running my tongue over the molar.
Yeah.
The one that was. And I thought, do you know what? I'm a bit emotional. That's been in my head for a long time.
Oh, that's quite a. That's quite, what I mean? Quite a thought, isn't it?
And I thought, I'm not going to ever feel that again.
No.
Emotional.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And then the pain kicked in. I thought, I can't wait to get rid of it.
But you said you don't really go to the dentist, do you?
Never. I swear to you, I haven't been to the dentist. I think the last time I went to the dentist, I was about 12.
No.
On my life.
Wow.
I had no fillings. And I think I'm going to start making up for it now. Because the dentist said to me after he yanked this tooth out, and folks, don't ever let anybody tell you that it's a nothing experience.
Yeah.
It's horrendous.
Yeah.
And after he'd finished, he said to me, right, you'll need a filling there, and you're going to need some whitening and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I said, well, how much is that going to cost?
Cool.
He said, 600 quid.
Yeah, yeah.
I said, how serious is it?
could you do half?
Could
you half fill it?
Unbelievable.
It is fine. Any other thing you sort of go, I can do a deal with? Fixes your car, you go, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. You can't do a deal on teeth.
You can't. And the fact is, we use them every day.
Oh, God, yeah.
Right, but we don't want to pay for teeth. I'm totally the same. I remember having two. I don't know. We started talking about this much about teeth, but it's quite important. I had a root canal. Now that's bad.
Yeah, I don't even. What is that?
That's when they go down into the root and they dig it out and then they fill it with stuff.
Right.
Yes.
Calm down.
Two of those, 600 quid each, and that was
600 quid each for a root canal.
Yeah. Great. I had to get a mortgage. It was mad. Listen,
let's play some music, shall we?
Yeah, well, I went to see Elton John in the week.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. Yeah. There's a song, isn't it? All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Like I said to you, I went to see Elton in the week.
Yeah.
And it was fantastic.
Oh, right. Okay, you're going to play Elton John.
Well, we're very lucky that we, we got a mate, Chris Page.
We are very lucky we have got a mate, but we weren't invited. You were. Very nice.
There was only space for one.
That was all right.
David,
I understand.
David Furnish doesn't like you anyway.
No, he's not. No, well, you know.
So our great
when we
mate,
went out years ago.
Chris Page, who's Elton's right-hand man.
That's right.
Sort of got us down the front. And
nice.
And I've got to say, the show was unbelievable.
Was it really?
And
he didn't sound like an old man singing?
No, not at all. Honestly, it was honestly great performance.
Did his wig stay on?
Wigs, half of it. Yeah. So but I thought we should. This is the only one I got really sort of lined up, if I'm honest.
Okay,
so
go on then.
We'll play this.
Elton. So people are just leaving. It's fine.
It's great though, isn't it?
Everyone leaves us. Don't they? Go on.
So,
yeah,
it's the last tour. I've got to tell you. I mean, what is he now? He's about
376.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Is it? Honestly, the energy to do 2.5 hours straight off, no interval. I mean, even me and you have an interval. We only do 2 45-minute sets.
You're right.
And the other night,
interval. I'll drop down. Of exhaustion.
Well, after four songs at the moment, you said it's taking it out of me.
It is in your sets that you put in.
Yeah,
my God, you're a lively one.
But that's the same with Elton's. Elton's, it's lively. Mm. I mean, there's a great.
Yeah, but he's sitting down though.
Someone else said that, but you're still playing the piano. You're smashing about on the piano.
Still sitting down.
Okay. Well, what about the rest of the band? They're about 85. Brilliant. Nigel Olsen on drums. Original drummer, David Johnson on guitar, Ray Cooper on percussion.
Ray Cooper still doing
still
it?
Still do. Well, he hasn't been. He's got another guy that's been there for 15 years, but because of this tour, Ray Cooper agreed to do it. So you've now got two percussionists and Nigel Olsen on drums. You know?
Yeah.
The energy they've got, these old fellas. I mean, the combined age of about 4,000.
You know, I've got these headphones on. I can't hear a thing.
No one cares.
I know they don't. No. I'm just telling them if they could see me. No. There is a cam in here. We're going to start doing that, I think.
I thought you was doing a live link, weren't you? It's a bit late now.
I'm going to do it, don't worry.
Yeah, it's too late.
It's only 6:15.
Should have been talking about your tooth.
Right,
let's quickly talk about Meghan and Harry, John.
Meghan and Harry? Well, let's just talk about Harry, because Meghan's staying in Montecito.
Yeah. What do you make of that? Well, I mean, look.
Okay.
I'm going to be honest.
Go on.
I think it would have been pretty bad if she came. I think it would have. There would have been a lot.
I think
lot
it's going to be bad if he comes.
I think you're right, but at the end of the day, I think he'll keep a low profile, a bit like Andy did at the Queen's funeral.
He got roasted at the funeral, though, didn't he? Didn't you remember what a protester? When he was walking in that, I think it was in Scotland.
Yeah,
I think it was in Edinburgh, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't like that.
And he was walking. No,
I don't care. I don't care who it is. No.
Well, you're a bit more of a royalist.
Well,
than
I am,
aren't you?
Mm.
I mean, I honestly think it's time it packed up.
No,
it's getting to be well for me, you know. And I'm. Don't forget me wrong. I'm not a. You know. I suppose I'm not this left, right, and this middle. I'm in the middle. I'm not.
Well,
you know,
not.
Sometimes I'm left, yeah. Sometimes I'm right.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes
is that what you've heard?
You play for Manchester United. Sometimes you play for Manchester City.
Yeah, you know.
Well, you're
no.
You're in the entertainment game. You're a little bit way-woo,
I'm a little
you?
Bit woo, a little bit way. Who was that? That was Fast Show, wasn't
fast
it?
Fast Show, yeah.
I'm a little bit woo, a little bit way.
But like, he tapped his nose and went, sometimes I play for Manchester United. But sometimes I play for Manchester City. You know what I mean? It's great, isn't it?
Which really doesn't mean anything.
Nothing.
No, whatsoever. Nothing at all. You know, no.
Sometimes I use McLean.
Yeah, what was we talking about?
Sometimes I use Colgate.
tell me, there's no shows like that now, is there?
Forget the royal situation. Let's just talk about the Harry and Meghan situation.
Oh, yes, yeah, of
it's,
course.
Dad's getting the crown, right? Dad's getting the crown, and also the wife's now getting the crown, which we've already discussed on this show.
We've already discussed
we don't
Queen
think
Camilla.
She should be called Queen. It wouldn't matter if she was called Dave, we're still going to call her Camilla. True?
Yeah. Amongst other things. No, look,
really?
I don't think she's meant to be a very nice person. I'm sure she is.
Have you not met her?
I've not met her.
I thought we've met everybody, haven't we?
We haven't met her, have we?
We've not met her.
And I'm sure she's a very nice woman, but she should not be called Queen.
Yeah, but it's not
out
her fault,
respect
is it?
For
somebody else has come up with that plan.
Well, he has. He's come up with it, Charles.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he adores her, but that's fair enough.
Mm.
But the Queen left instructions. She left her instructions saying that Camilla should be Queen Consort.
Yeah.
Well, they've dropped that.
The consort. What?
Well,
I'd never heard of it before. Had you?
No,
I'd never heard of lockdown until a couple of years.
But why wasn't
ago.
Prince? Well, we discussed this, but.
Yeah.
Well, why wasn't Prince Duda,
Prince Philip
called the king? Why wasn't he the king?
I don't know.
Strange.
Is it? Is it like a pack of cards? Is it where the king trumps the queen?
Right. Oh yeah, of course.
And it could be that the queen.
It could be right, that
she
it?
Couldn't have had him as king because it would mean he was higher than her. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, because the king sounds more grand than the queen.
It does, doesn't it?
So you can't have king consort.
No.
But you can have queen
consort.
Sounds
like a card, doesn't it?
It does. The new king consort.
1600E.
Not 60. Yeah, but back to Harry, son.
Yeah.
I think he's, as they call him, the ginger whinger.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't stop, does he? You know, everyone's got to be worried about what he's going to put in his book.
Yeah.
Or if his todger's going to get frozen again, or...
I mean, it is uncomfortable, isn't it?
Very uncomfortable indeed.
You know, he's coming over here, and you're going to go, all right, everyone, how are you doing?
Yeah.
You're right?
Yeah.
Not really, no, Harry.
You've just...
You've slated us.
Slated.
You know? It's like me. I'm not being funny. It's
mad,
like me completely slating all my family.
Mm-hmm.
I
didn't turn up for Christmas.
And then turn up at Christmas dinner and go, you're right. Where's my present? And you go, hang a minute, I didn't think you liked us. So it's uncomfortable.
I mean, what he did, I mean, most families would fall out on, not just fall out, I mean, literally would never speak to them again.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that my dad's side of the family, my grandpa fell out with his brother over something very trivial.
Mm.
I mean, really trivial.
Yeah.
You know, and never spoke to him again the rest of his life.
Really?
No.
My mum used to fall out with all her sisters. She had four sisters.
Yeah, that's right, she did.
All the time.
But she's always falling back in with them again.
Exactly. And she made up. She made up with them eventually.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? One of them would phone.
My
mum and her sisters were...
Betty
Bell.
Betty Bell.
She was... She did. Yeah, I remember sort of having screaming matches on the phone. And this is the old phone with the... used to go... You know, you'd put your finger in and dial it. She would
My Gansill phone number, 550-0763.
Right. Do you remember my one?
551.
No.
550.
Yeah.
3395.
No.
1215.
It's in your head.
It is.
It's there.
500.
I'm gonna do it as my dad answering the phone, right? You phone up, my dad. God bless him.
I'll just ring Bell.
Okay, ring it. Hello,
500-2595. That was your dad answering the phone.
Yeah, but he was from Bethnal Green.
Well, sometimes 2595.
He was from Bethnal Green, but he had his phone voice. Hello, 500-2595. Dad, what are you doing? They know what number they've rung. And you're from Bethnal Green. Why are you making out that you really are from Chigwell?
The lovely John Bellamy.
Yeah, Johnny Bellamy.
He was the best.
He was wonderful.
He was.
But I don't know where I've gone with this.
What were we talking about? Harry.
Harry.
Oh, no, talking about how they, you know, when he comes over, it's going to be very, very awkward.
The difference is, when our families all had a tear-up...
Yeah.
It wasn't posted all over the world.
No, exactly, yeah.
Right? Nobody knew that one of my aunts was completely mad, right? We knew she was mad, but the rest of the world didn't. Okay?
Yes,
now,
yes.
With this lot, everyone knows every single detail.
Yeah.
And everyone's got an opinion.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing is about that, I mean, how is he meant to greet his brother that told everybody, first of all, that he was circumcised? I mean, who needed to know that?
Yeah.
And that, he really did take the mickey out of him going bald.
Did
for
he?
Example.
Did he?
Oh, did you see it?
No, I'll be honest.
Saying, you know, I was looking at my brother and wow. It's like mocking him, saying he really is going bald, you know, losing his looks.
Right.
Whereas to me, I don't think that's true. I think William looks great.
Mm.
Oh, no, he's lost his hair, but that makes you lose your looks.
I think I'd do the...
Bruce Willis was great.
If I was going bald down the middle, you know, and you're keeping the old furry bits at the side, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The old sort of... the fella off on the buses. Who's the fella on the buses?
Not Stan.
Was it the brother-in-law?
Oh, right. Michael Robbins, who played Arthur.
Yeah, yeah, Arthur, right? So he's going a bit Arthur. Right, okay. He's going a bit bald down the middle and keeping the bits at the side.
Well, you great big fat lump.
Thank you very much. I would do, I think, what... I've got an idea, what's his name, of Monaco. Hasn't he just shaved it all off?
Oh, has he shaved it off now? Because he was looking a bit strange.
I think just go... Yeah. Just,
yeah, just, he was going a bit weird.
There's no point in having the fluffy bits at the side and the back, is there?
No. You look like the bloke from Finger Mouse.
Exactly.
Finger Bubs.
Finger Bob, yeah.
What was his name? Something Hargreaves? Fred Hargreaves? No.
Jack Hargreaves?
Was it Jack Hargreaves? I'm not sure.
That was Howe.
He was a weird hippie bloke.
He was, yeah.
The bloke from Finger Bubs. Yeah. Do you remember? Finger Bubs.
Who's our comedian we quite like? Mick Miller.
Oh, Mick. Yeah.
So he's gone...
As proper Mick Miller, yeah.
Yeah, but he hasn't gone like that. But I'm just saying, why have the wispy bits hanging around?
No, my grandpa had those.
You know, because you're going to end up...
And the bit of the back.
And the bit... You're going to end up like Michael Bolton before you know it. You know, you've grown a long ponytail with nothing on top. I mean, he eventually cut his hair off, Michael Bolton, didn't he?
He did eventually.
We should find a Michael Bolton song. John, I never got any songs lined up.
Okay. Well, give me a choice.
No, I'm not going to give you a choice. I'm going to play a song.
Go on.
It's one of our songs.
Oh, is it?
And the reason why I'm going to play it is because after this, we are going to talk about the online abuse that, that myself and Johnny have received this week.
Yes, I might try and find a couple of the lovely comments that we got. Yeah.
If you don't know, we do do the Nigel Farage TV show. We're on his tour at the moment.
And if I just might cut in there, I must stress that while Nigel Farage is a very, very nice man, and we like him a lot, it doesn't reflect our politics. We do it because it's a satire of the week's news.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, we're getting on telly for God's sake.
Like I just said, I don't agree with you about the royal family. I love the royal family.
We can agree to disagree.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm right. But so the fact is, we do Nigel's show and we write a satirical song each week. And we do it to the tune of Golden Balls.
Yes.
And this week, for some strange reason, it exploded online. And there was a few big accounts that have got millions and millions of followers who decided to put it up and absolutely roast us.
Yeah.
In the most awful way. And I think
it's not nice, though. It's not nice for the family. Our family didn't like it, did they?
But this is what I'm saying. We've had to get used to it. I mean, was it at something like 3 million views or something?
Oh, God, yeah, 3 million views.
Funny, isn't it? Right, so let's have a little bit of a song that we did write, and we had a big hit with it, and we did do Top of the Pops with it, so we might as well have a little bit of this.
Yeah.
Here we go, if I can find it.
Hey, has anybody seen my balls? What do they look like? They're golden.
I was the boy next door, the one they said would never score. But just look at me now, I've showed the world and how that I'm always on the ball. I've got just what it takes. Some follow my trends, some become fakes. I've got spice in my life, and now she's my wife on every bedroom wall. Beckon to you, I'm golden balls, Mr. Beckon to you and you, and I'm always on the ball, Mr. Beckon to you.
Hey, man.
They say I'm the king of free kicks. The Italians all want me, and so do the chicks. But I'll stay where I am. I'm a Manchester man. I'm Fergie's golden boy. I'm captain, I feel I'm in heaven. May change my hair, but I'm still number seven. The boy that done good, and I told you I would. I'm at your beck and call. To you, I'm golden balls, Mr. Beckham to you and you, and I'm always on the ball, Mr. Beckham to you.
Hey, let's tell them like it is.
All of the trophies that I have won don't compare to Brooklyn, my son. Wait till the world gets a load of me. Just look at me, ma, on the top of the tree. I'm golden balls, Mr. Beckham to you. I'm golden balls, Mr. Beckham to you and you. And I'm always on the ball, Mr. Beckham to you. Mr. Beckham to you. Mr. Beckham to you. Mr. Beckham to you.
Can I have my balls back, please?
It's quite funny. I mean, we wrote that song after we did Sven, and we decided that we would sort of, we wanted to prove to Warner Brothers that we were proper singers, right?
Yeah. Okay?
And so we said, look, let's just sort of show them that we're doing, you know, we can do these big bands. So at the time, we were doing Sinatra type stuff. And
yeah.
Mac
yeah,
the Knife and yeah, Bobby Darin.
I've got you under my skin.
Exactly. So we decided to write a song that was a little bit like
yeah,
a Sinatra big band one.
That's right.
And we got a very good
performance. I based that on witchcraft. Do you remember?
Exactly.
I reversed the I won't tell you
yeah, how I did. No, don't, because otherwise we get sued for it. And then we went into, and we wanted to do it about Beckham. And then we went yeah, with a good friend of ours who's in Simply Red, Mr. Mark James, who produced it and put all those big band sort of bits and pieces on it. I don't know why you're doing that because you can't see me.
I can't see you. No, so we're doing Facebook Live yeah, while we're doing it.
You've just got a picture of a wall there.
Yeah, that's right. I've got you.
And so literally, we I don't know, we finished the song, and within a week, Chris Tarrant heard it, started playing it, and we still hadn't even signed it to Warner Brothers.
No.
And then Warner Brothers phoned up and said, is that right? Chris yeah, Tarrant is playing your song. And this was our A&R right, man.
We've just been to Spain.
We just come back. And yeah, we said, yeah, he is. And they said, that can't be you singing. We yeah, signed you for Sven.
That's right.
And I said, but I've been telling you we're proper singers.
You
we're
did.
And they, in the end, we got the same record deal. They said, right, come in. We'll sign the deal again.
Yeah.
And 6 weeks later, we were on Top of the Pops.
We were on Top of the Pops, yeah. I don't remember it, but we were on Top of the Pops.
Shakira was.
I must just say, Belle, that I'm, at the moment, I'm doing a Facebook Live.
Are you?
While we're live.
You enjoying it?
Yeah, they're enjoying it too.
Yeah, good.
But I'm just kind of asking everybody to, if they've got any requests, keep them yeah, to themselves.
Probably no, to no, go home or something.
Yeah. If you've got any requests, please... let us know. This is I'm going to go off Facebook Live because it's boring for people who are listening.
Well, it's boring for me looking at the yeah, back of your phone. So we did Golden Balls. Anyway, listen, this was the track that we sort of done it to for the Farage show that we've been working on GB News. And we like I say, we got some real bad abuse last week from the far left, I would say.
From the very far left.
Very far left. What anything that was...
I'm trying to... I'm going to look now. Just keep talking a second and I'll find...
I know that one bit I read was, I wish these two would just die.
Yeah, there was that one. There was another one saying
that... I thought that was a bit powerful, that
saying,
one.
Saying these couple of gammons, and the one on the right, which is me,
yeah,
looks like he's eaten three gammon joints. Another one said I look like a hedgehog. In fact, two people said I look like a hedgehog.
I don't think you look like a hedgehog.
Hedgehogs are cuddly, aren't they?
Not really. No, they're prickly.
Aren't they prickly?
Yeah. Leave it.
Nasty. But let's face it. Mm. These people... are nasty people.
Well,
on a serious side.
Okay, okay. I'll tell you something now. Okay, we've done a song.
Yeah.
Okay, and we did this song, and it was on TV, and I think roughly we get about 130,000 viewers on GB News when we go live.
Yeah.
Now, if we took all that abuse, we had 2 or 3 million views,
yeah,
and we took all that abuse from people, real personal abuse, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay? Now, Steve Allen...
Right.
Steve
oh,
Allen
no, that's
got
awful
sacked,
what happened to him.
Got sacked.
I still love Steve Allen.
On the radio... for making a comment about someone being podgy.
Yeah.
This was another
Oh, no,
thing.
No, he didn't get sacked for that.
He did, but he got rolled.
But he went for Sam Smith, though.
But all I'm saying is, he had an opinion, but anyone who's just done something on TV, online, everyone else is allowed to have an opinion and is allowed to slate you and call you whatever names they like.
Yeah.
Because they're faceless people sitting in their beds.
Absolutely.
And this is why I look at it and I just go, so what?
Oh, no, I love it. Bring it on. I love it. I do. Well, do you know, I spent so many years, you know, if you look a certain way and act a certain way, I guess,
yeah,
you're always open to it. But, when I was at school and I used to get, you know,
yeah,
I used to get it really ripped out of me, and it used to hurt.
Yeah.
And come home, sometimes you cry yourself to sleep. But once you get over that, and I must say,
but you had a talent. You had a talent to jump.
And
out
I was able
that.
To. I was able to use that talent
yeah,
to my advantage.
And what is that talent?
I don't know. I was still trying to work it out. But what
no,
am I
no, but what I'm saying is you became a singer, you got in a band.
Make him laugh.
You would, yeah, okay, but you make him
laughter
laugh.
Laughter was the one, boy.
But also you could sing and you could play.
Laughter was the one, though.
Was it?
Laughter was the one that, I tell you what, when I there used to be the mods, do you remember the mods?
Yeah, of course.
And there was the real like nasty gang of mods.
Yeah.
And but they loved me because hey, Joe, do you Columbo? That's all right to do.
Yeah.
I used to do me Columbo.
I love Columbo.
It was dreadful. I mean, it was a dreadful impression of Columbo.
Well, did you put your eye down a little bit?
Yeah. Hello, my name's Columbo. Lieutenant Columbo.
Yeah.
And I used to say, I used to do a joke. It was a terrible joke. Yeah. It was the worst.
My
friend had an apple. He said it was 85 years old. I said, how can an apple be 85 years old? He said, it's a Granny Smith. But it was a terrible. But they used to love it.
Brilliant.
Yeah, but that used to get me out of so much trouble. Yeah.
So you couldn't do your Ray Winston then, could you? Because he wasn't famous.
I can't do it. Well, and he used to.
You're doing it well, considering you've had a tooth out today.
Yeah, do you know what's actually? It's not bad, is it?
No.
You know what it is? Yeah. It's all the cocaine they're putting in needles.
It's not cocaine. It's
Novocaine.
Novocaine. Yeah.
But it is a.
Otherwise,
it must be a form of it because it numbs your whole face.
Does it?
Novocaine.
Yeah.
I think
got something in it. Yeah. I suppose you're right. Yeah.
I've been running around like a lunatic.
Like I say, I'm a singer. I don't know nothing about medicine. So, I mean, you was asking my advice the other day, and I'm pretty good with tablets, aren't I? Well, yeah.
You should move into a hospital if you're that good.
My family were brilliant. My family, my mum.
You're amazing.
My mum would go down to the surgery at Hainault.
Yeah.
And she'd go in to see the doctor. And the doctor would say, right, this is what you need, Betty. And she'd say,
no, I don't. I need this.
She'd say, you've got that wrong. Let me tell you how many milligrams I need. And my brother was the same. And, you know, it just followed on my family. And my brother used to say, it's one of the greatest lines ever. He said, it gets a bit embarrassing when you go down at the surgery and you walk into the waiting room, you say, sorry, love, you're sitting in my seat.
He was a very funny man, your brother.
He was very good.
He was funny, Paul.
Yeah, very, very funny.
That's where you get a lot of your stuff from him.
Well,
Goat, when you call me Goat.
Goat, yeah.
He was wasn't it?
He was
very dry, Paul, wasn't he?
Well, he called everybody Goat.
Yeah,
but
he did,
my sister-in-law was very...
Well, she would have taken offence to that.
Well, no, it's not that. She'd be in a shop and they'd be sort of walking around some clothes shop.
Yeah,
and
Goat.
Paul would pick up a jacket and go, what do you think of this, Goat? And other people would look at and she'd go, don't call me that in front of people.
It's great. He was the best when he used to get drunk at weddings and stuff, and when he used to do his dancing.
Would he dance on the spot?
When he danced on the spot. Do you remember that? I could watch him for hours.
I mean, have you seen anybody that dances on the spot?
His feet, only him.
His top half of his body moved.
It was brilliant,
feet,
wasn't
his feet didn't move.
It was amazing.
It's a clever way of dancing.
It was great.
Yeah. I was just... I'm going through our list of stuff that we were going to talk about today.
We miss them all.
And, the people that we miss, it's a terrible time. When I know, we're talking about... I sent Joe a message from S Club 7 today. I mean, what a terrible, terrible shock.
It's awful, isn't it?
You know, and what a shame because, you know, for years, none of them have... You know, didn't earn much money. They had a real tough time afterwards, you know. And Joe's...
He left first, didn't he?
Well, Joe, he did leave first, yeah. And I think he...
He thought he was going to get a big career.
Well, he had a love for rock music. I think he wanted... He didn't want to be in that. Yeah. You know, it does happen.
Well, don't you remember when we did Faye's birthday? Was it Faye?
No, that's from Steps. She was from Steps.
Okay, well, I'm going to use it as an example.
Steps, yeah. We sung at her.
Well, we sung at her
22nd
birthday. I used to get those very confused, you know.
Yeah.
Faye from Steps. Well, you remember when we did that? And I can remember before the gig, because she'd booked us for her birthday.
Yeah.
She had a three-piece doing her own music. Do you remember
she that? Did, yeah, yeah.
And, of course, it didn't get anywhere.
Work, no.
It didn't work.
No. It's very hard for him to do.
Well, they were typecast.
I mean, Joe O'Meara is the lead singer, and Joe's got a good voice, and so she really sold that band, if you like.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's done a couple of gigs with me recently, and she, you know...
That's right, with Mark. She was with Mark James.
It's been wonderful. And then she said, look, it's amazing news. Simon Fuller. I think Simon Fuller, let's be honest, I from what I can make out, S Club 7 turned over something like 97 million.
Yeah.
Right?
And he took most of it.
He took most of it.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So he probably feels now, he feels bad about them and they should all earn a few quid, which is right.
Yeah, a bit late for one of them, though.
A bit late for one of them. But doesn't it seem strange that you just suddenly get this news, and 4 weeks ago it's announced, and 4 weeks later he's gone. I just find it so sad.
They're still going out, aren't they? It's very sad. I mean, they're still going to go out because they were going out as Club 7 without him anyway.
On some of the previous. Yeah. Exactly. I think that's right. And I think, I think it's going to be quite an emotional tour. I think they're doing 11 arena shows.
Awful. I mean, just awful.
Real terrible time. I'm going to play. You wanted to play a Aretha Franklin song purely because the other night, Elton, when I went to see Elton John, he'd done this little speech about the Border song that you wrote.
Great song. Oh, yeah. One of my favourites.
And he said years ago when me and Bernie wrote it, he said the Queen of Soul.
With her in mind.
Aretha Franklin, covered the song.
I think she must have covered it.
She covered it?
Yeah, she did.
So he said, we couldn't believe that she was going to cover the song. And he said, about a year before she died, he said she was very frail and we were doing this charity function.
Yeah.
He said, no. And she was there and I said, look, don't do it. I'll go out and sing it. She said, no. I want to do it. And it was really quite an emotional story. As you know, I'm not a massive Aretha fan.
No. Oh, well, I am super.
And you are. So, but the song that I love of her singing is
coming up.
Natural
yeah,
Woman.
Yeah, yeah.
But
written by?
I don't know.
Carole King.
Oh, Carole King, of course. Yeah. But I thought we'd play your one first. We'll have a little bit of your one.
This is very funky.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll have a little bit of your one.
This will funk you up.
And then we'll go into a little bit of mine. Let's have a little bit of your one. Let's see how we get on. Looking out. Sorry, it's my one. On the morning rain. Let me have my one first.
I used to feel so uninspired. Another day, Lord, it made me feel so tired. Before the day I met you, life was so unkind, and you're the key to my peace of mind. 'Cause
That was my one.
That's a lovely one, Bell.
Good, isn't it?
Carole King wrote it, of course. This one is funky one. She wanted to change direction a bit in her career, and I think she did the right move here.
Yeah.
What I feel now.
Yeah, it's funky.
Oh, it's very funky.
Not a song, though, is it?
Huh?
It's a groove, isn't it?
Oh, it's a groove. Well, it's you know, it's James Brown, isn't it?
It's a bit
James Brown, yeah. But Aretha.
It's a bit of Prince, a bit of, yeah. It's all,
yeah.
It's all
well, then, well, Prince was after that.
Yeah, of course it was, yeah.
But what it is.
But
great.
But you know what I'm saying.
But you think, when you think, though, she could do anything, Aretha Franklin.
Mm.
Did funk, then she did...
Good pianist as well, wasn't she?
Oh, she was an amazing pianist. Mm. Yeah.
Good spin bowler.
I mean, if you'd have seen her spin bowl,
yeah.
It was something to behold.
Yeah. Better than Shane Warne.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she probably could have taken your tooth out.
Oh, don't talk about that.
How is your tooth? Because if you've only just joined us on the show, yeah. Johnny Sperling had his tooth out about 4 hours ago.
It's actually, well, I must say.
Oh, did you keep it, by the way?
Sorry?
Did you keep it?
No, I didn't.
Put it under your pillow.
I didn't take it, no.
Put it under your pillow.
I didn't even want to see it.
Money tonight.
I used to get 50p. I can remember.
Yeah.
What do you think they get now? 10 quid?
No, well, I was doing it for the kids a few years ago. And, I think I was up to about 3 quid.
Was you really? Yeah.
Might be a fiver.
No.
I want to change. I gave them euros. Because I knew I'd get it back with spending on holiday.
What was your original question?
Can't remember. I was talking about Aretha Franklin. I was going to talk about Sleepy Joe Biden.
Sleepy Joe.
So Joe's over because he's going to sort out Northern Ireland and the whole Brexit.
Yeah, he bypassed England and went to Ireland.
Yeah, he's
Northern Ireland.
And he's not coming to the King's coronation.
No.
I mean, that just tells you he don't like us, does it?
Well, he didn't like the way he didn't like us coming out of Europe. He thought it was a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whose business is it of yours?
Something to do with him.
What's your business, Sleepy? You
know, how does he know? How does he know we come out of Europe?
He doesn't. He can't remember his own name, I shouldn't think.
I was just thinking.
He looks weird.
He's now talking about he's going to run for a second term. This will be next year.
86 he'll be.
He'll be 86.
Ridiculous.
Making decisions.
That's ridiculous.
Listen, making decisions, fair enough. Making decisions like...
I can't make decisions now.
To draw the curtains, right? To find the remote for the TV, turn the TV on.
I struggle with that one.
Well, you do.
Yeah.
Right, but 86, well, these are the decisions.
I tried on mine this morning.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I was gutted.
What, you broke it?
Yeah. Oh. I was getting up to go to the toilet.
Mm.
You know, I go quite a few times.
Great,
night.
Well done.
Thank you. Mm. Yeah. And, of course, it must have been on the floor. Yeah. And I've
what, the toilet? Right.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
My Samsung remote.
Yeah, and that's, you've, yeah.
I'm quite heavy to it's not going to survive.
No, you've squashed it.
So I've had to go on Amazon, new one, order a new one.
Yeah. Well, you see, Joe wouldn't know how to do that.
No.
Joe wouldn't know how to do that. Joe got it wrong in his speech. He got some...
Yeah. Oh, no, he gets a lot wrong
when
with
he goes into deep and he starts to... I just think he's going to go.
Yeah, well, yeah.
At any minute.
I like it when he goes... Well,
it does, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
he sounds like he's been in the Stones.
Yeah,
he's been out with Ronnie Wood and Keith Richards.
He's been out with Keith Richards. Yeah.
Listen, how about that we come up with somebody in the UK that would be Prime Minister? Because, I mean, we've got Little Rishi. Did you see when Joe got off the plane?
Yeah.
I took him about an hour to come down the stairs, but he made it. And he got down the stairs and there's Little Rishi
at
the
bottom.
It was like hello, little boy. Hello, what are you? He was tapping him on the shoulder and there's Joe. He was looking, it was like little young, hello, how old are you, Little Rishi? And you just two ends of the spectrum.
I was thinking
if we had a Prime Minister who was also 80,
yeah,
and he went over to America.
Is he 80 or is he a bit older?
He's 81.
He's 81, right?
So I was trying to think who we've got in the UK, not a politician, but who would be...
Well, you know what I was going to suggest? Of course, Jimmy Tarbuck. But Jimmy Tarbuck is like a two-year-old to him. Yeah. I mean, he's completely with it, isn't
Jimmy,
he?
What's Jimmy now? Then?
Jimmy must be 84, isn't he? 83? Really?
Okay, let me think of somebody else that's...
It's hard. I don't... There hardly is anybody.
Everyone's gone. I was going to say Bruce Forsyth, but
he's gone. They've all gone.
They've all gone, haven't they?
Yeah.
No, you're right. Bobby Charlton.
Bobby Charlton.
Bobby Charlton, he's up there.
What's he? He's 82 or something?
Well, Alex Ferguson's about 80, isn't he?
Must be.
Well, there you go. Actually, thinking about that, Alex Ferguson could probably do a decent job running the country.
Well, mind you, listen, they've just got Crystal Palace, just got Roy Hodgson back. What is he, 76?
Roy doesn't know. Roy doesn't know he's managing them, does he? Nobody's told him yet.
Good score the other day, though.
It's incredible.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, incredible.
They're doing well.
He's got nothing to do.
No. Just Lampard back at Chelsea.
Oh, by the way, West Ham are 1-0 up.
1-0 up
against Ghent at the moment.
They should be, shouldn't they? Though.
Yeah, I started looking at tickets to go to the final.
Yeah.
Not for ticket, but started looking at booking up Prague.
Yeah.
I should have done it a long while ago. Last year I went.
You've been to Prague before? I've heard about Prague.
I've
never been to Prague.
All the years that we've had gigs, we've never had one in Prague.
No, and I know so many people that went there for stag do's and never came home.
It's a beautiful looking place. Yeah. So no, really, I should book for me and my son. But last night the flights went through the roof.
Did they?
And if West Ham win tonight, that's going to be another 200 quid a flight. Yeah. So it's not a pretty sight when I get home.
No.
What I was going to say...
One more song before we go, though.
Oh, can we?
I think so, can't we?
Do you want to?
Well...
Okay.
You know.
Well, you wanted Prefab Sprout.
Yeah, I'd like this. Well, it's for my friend Nicola, again.
Okay.
And,
what do you mean, again?
Well, she phoned me up this morning. And her cleaner were dancing to this song. She said, can you play this?
Hang on a minute.
Pardon?
Back you come. What do you mean, her and her cleaner? What's
her cleaner, Wendy Wallop? I call her Wendy Wallop.
Someone cleans her.
Someone cleans her house.
Oh, I see. Gotcha. Okay.
And she gets on very well with that. It's a nice relationship.
Yes.
And Wendy Wallop, and they have a dance and sing.
Here we go.
From sweet shoes. choose my baby blues.
If I'm not wrong, John, I think that the Prefab Sprout Band were the house band at Live Aid.
Well, you were saying...
I'm not sure. Somebody told me that, and I think I was drunk, they were drunk.
Yeah, I'm not sure. One of those drunk...
Was Thomas Dolby the keyboard player in Prefab Sprout?
I don't think he was, no.
Oh, well, then something's not right.
No, Thomas Dolby was, you know...
Thomas Dolby. I mean, great sound, Thomas Dolby. He's in Dolby. I don't know.
Or in Dolby.
Very quick, John, we've only got about 40 seconds left. Celebrity punch-up. Who wins out of Jimmy Tarbuck?
And
Joe Biden.
Oh, obviously Jimmy Tarbuck.
You think so?
Well, Joe Biden would forget to turn up.
Okay. And who wins out of Katie Price and Colleen Nolan?
Definitely Katie Price.
You think so?
Yeah, she'd just go boom with her chest.
I wouldn't want to fight Colleen Nolan.
I wouldn't want to fight Katie Price either, let me tell you.
She liked you, didn't she?
Yeah, Katie Price? Did. Yeah, she was nice.
Yeah.
You
could have been her seventh husband.
I don't think so.
I think you could have.
You reckon? Anyway, we're going.
We're off. Next Thursday, we're off. I think we're going to Aberdeen to do the for our show, but yeah. We'll be back at some point. Lovely seeing you all.
Yes.
You've been listening to Balanced Burning. Thank you all.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay.